Get Creative, Go Lobule Jumping by Dr. Eric Plasker. Break out of old patterns that keep you trapped. This is what I call a lobule jump, referring to the different parts of the brain, called lobules, we use to perform certain tasks and solve problems. Rather than getting caught up in a certain thought pattern, which can lead to overanalyzing and paralysis of analysis, you can open up your mind to see things differently by shifting to a different lobule of your brain. Lobule jumping is a metaphor for opening up to new opportunities and possibilities and moving past mental obstacles. Very often, we get stuck seeing things a certain way rather than using our entire mind to see all sides. Like a holograph that changes pictures when you change your angle, so does nearly every situation that relates to your environment. You've just got to be willing to stretch your brain to see things differently. Truly, when was the last time you looked at a picture of a brain? Isn't it amazing that this mass of matter, when animated with life, can run your entire body, adapt you to your environment, and originate thought? In computer scans, you can see these lobules light up when they process information. For instance, the right lobule may activate when the brain is reading or interpreting language and the left side when you are translating complex mathematics or conducting three-dimensional visualization. In fact, researchers performing post-mortem studies on the brain of Albert Einstein found that his left inferior parietal lobule was larger than in most humans. The study, published in The Lancet in 1999, postulated that both Einstein's left lobule, the one responsible for complex mathematical calculations and spatial reasoning, and the right lobule might have expanded early in his prenatal development. You can make a lobule jump by asking yourself different questions and taking new actions based on the new answers. You can change your life by changing the way you think. By using different pathways and asking new questions, you can connect to your innate intelligence and find exciting solutions. Think about the thoughts and attitudes you bring to every situation. Does the party get going when you get there, or does it fall apart? Does a room feel more comfortable when you are there, or do you create stress? Who ruins your day? Do you meet nice people wherever you go? Or do you always find the jerk in the crowd? Do you find a financial opportunity in every situation? The one commonality in every environment you enter is you. You are going to take yourself with you wherever you go. Rather than judge yourself, you have an opportunity to look at the results you are creating and decide if you like them. If you don't like them, you can decide whether you want to change them by changing your views and your vision. A change in your environment must begin with you. Don't get stuck operating in only one part of your brain when approaching challenges and opportunities. Make a lobule jump to move past negative self-perceptions or disempowering thoughts. By staying in the same part of the brain instead of expanding into other lobules, you may create the same scenarios over and over again. Start asking different questions of yourself, listening to your answers, and taking action. That may simply mean accepting the situation at first, and then taking the appropriate action steps that move you in the direction of your new life. Start lighting up new lobules of your brain to create a life without limits by asking these core questions. How can I be more effective in my life? What are the core values that I want to base my life on? Who can be my mentor and help me achieve my goals? How can I be a better professional? What would make me a better listener? Who do I need to learn from to do my job better? How can I make myself heard in a positive way? What habit can I commit to that will change my life for the better? What commitments will make me a healthier person? What can I accept about my past that will enable me to move forward in my life? Who can I forgive today so that I can let go and live my life? What resources are available to me? What do I really want? Where do I want to live? What colors make me feel happy inside and would improve my environment? What changes can I make to my home to make it more enjoyable? What do I want my finances to be like in a year? What choices do I need to make to achieve that goal? What do I want from my life partner that I am not getting right now? How can I ask for it so that I am more likely to receive it? What do I need to give in order to have my partner feel secure? How can I use my talents and passions to earn extra money and make a difference? These types of questions open you up to greater possibilities that will invite exciting opportunities into your extended life. By acting on one or two of these at a time, you'll begin to attract the clarity that helps you create the environment you will enjoy for a sensational lifetime. Find a provider.